Hello.
All right. How do I sound on this number?
Fine, better.
So this number is clear.
Yeah.
I got to find it. It's got to be Verizon. It's the same phone. My work number is an app. But it's an app, right? It's called UConnect. But I was just, because I had to rent a car. So I was
you
on
did?
The phone enterprise. Yeah, I got to. There's no way I'm going to get out. And I'm stuck in the back. Like, even there's those that have dug their way out, but they can't get out the back. That's what you want? You want that? All right, here, I'll do it. Don't even worry about it. I'll do it. I got you. Go ahead, have a seat. But you can dig your way out, like, out of the back. But I mean out of the spot. But then you can't go nowhere because of the the back way. The rest of the back way is it's covered. So yeah, I won't be able to get out. Like, I don't see. And I went out there earlier to take the trash out. It's getting even worse. Like, it's almost not snow. So,
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to be. I doubt, unless something changed for the city, I don't think I'm getting out this week. So, here, Mustard. Here, but this goes back here, so you can actually eat, okay? Do you still want your strawberry? Well, if you want your strawberries, here they are. You got enough. You got more chips on the floor than here. You know that?
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Don't worry.
The only way you're probably gonna get out is if you do what I actually did.
What's that?
It literally took me and two of my neighbors. We had to shovel the driveway in order for me to get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I kept getting stuck. And then, like, because it was, like, ice, and I kept getting stuck. Oh, my God. But thankfully, I got out, and then, the Woodcrest, the street you turn on, that little block when you come out of my block, it was a parking – it was a parking spot right there that nobody put a cone in or nothing. So I was like, I'm parking right here. And so I just left my car here, but it was bad. And I have to think, like, the last time we had this much snow, they said it was 10 years ago. I remember because it actually snowed on my birthday 10 years ago. I remember that. And it was my first winter here because I moved here summer 2015. So this was 2016 was my first winter, and I didn't park in the back. I don't know. I think somebody told me they don't plow the back, so I didn't park in the back, and I remember that. But then it took forever for them to plow my street. So I was like, I had called a coworker and was like, if we're open tomorrow, you may have to come get me because my street, they have not plowed my street yet. And thankfully they did that night. And then I ended up but yeah, it's so bad out there. Somebody actually just sent the message saying they heard the district is going to be virtual for the rest of the week. And I'm like, good, because I don't want to have to leave. Huh?
I hope so.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm like, I don't want to have to. I do want to go back to the market, like, Thursday. But if we're virtual, I'll get up early and go and then pray that I get my spot back. You know what I mean? Like, something like that. But it's just, it's so cold.
And that's the thing. I mean, I was watching just a second ago, my neighbor. I mean, actually, it was better to park on the street because you could see better to park on the street. But there's no parking. I mean, well, there's parking. I don't know because I haven't really been out there. But there's parking on the street, I guess. I don't know if that – I got to take a look. I'm looking. More people are parking on the side street. But anybody that parked in the back is done. You're done.
Right.
There's nobody getting out. There's no getting out of that. Virtual does make sense. And then I can't park on my street because I can't take those folks' spots who dug themselves out.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah,
can't
I
do
don't
that.
Know who, what I'm thinking is whoever spot I took, they don't live here. Like, that's the only thing I'm thinking about is that it must have been somebody that was here and got mm-hmm. out. And then, because they didn't, I don't even necessarily think they dug it out because I had to, like, I went around the block and I left my shovel in the car and I just, like, shoveled it out some more and then back in it.
Okay.
But, so, yeah. Yeah, it's. And if I told you it was more snow, the way the wind blew, all the snow went in the back of the damn house. It went
yeah.
in the driveway.
Right. Yeah, this is, man, oh, snap. Post office board just came. And I got to be able to move around.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing is that, so I need to get more food. I think this is the post office. I really think. They've been coming to drop something off. I think this is for me. Let me see what they want. Because I have been. Let me see. Is this me or. Yeah, it is me. What is this? Coming of age care. Who sets up my business name? UPS. What the hell did I order? Oh, it's under. I didn't know that. My Easy Pass transponder is mine. It's not your package, yo. You got enough package. Get out of here, chump. What do you want to see? It's something, actually, I think this is, I got to give it to your mother. I ordered another transponder. Oh, God, I got to do that, too. Oh, I forgot. Because, yeah, that's what it is. It's an Easy Pass transponder. Because so on her mother's, all right, excuse me, I'm on the phone, Mercy. Watch out, big. Her mother had, I forgot, but it was like several months ago, she had sent me these pictures, like she had gotten billed for toll to her car. And it's supposed to go right to my account.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Delaware, and I think some parts of Jersey, they didn't record it. Somehow. It's supposed to record it. So she basically got some tolls that were charged. And she, like, you know, sent it to me like, yo, what's going on with this? I'm like, let me find out. I called Easy Pass. And they were like, oh, well, this is Pennsylvania Easy Pass. We can't control the other states. I'm like, yeah, but it's under my account. Like, it's supposed to be paid off. So whenever the other car, because I've asked millions of times, do I need another transponder?
Mm-hmm.
And they was like, no, you only need one. The other car is on your account. I'm like, all right, so why am I getting charged for other things? So anyway, what they're trying to tell me is that, oh, that's Delaware and that's Jersey. We have nothing to do with it. You got to call them and then get them to take it off. So I'm like, well, if this particular vehicle is going back and forth to Jersey every day, but they've only selected when it didn't work or not, that's a faulty one. Y'all in the system. Like, so basically what they were saying is, like, it's individualized by state. So they were like, what you can do is get another transponder. And get another transponder, and it automatically debits from your account, so you don't have to worry about them looking up the account. They try to make up for their mistake. Then the lady was like, I can get another transponder. I was like, all right, fine, send me another one. She was like, cool, it'll be $38. I was like, no, it won't. You're not going to send me something that charges me. Like, I'm like, you're not going to charge me for a device that just charges me. Like, I'm not doing it. All y'all, what y'all can do is just get it right. So there's not getting other tickets to the other vehicle. So I'm like, God. So then I called again, and I got her on the phone, and she was like, where's, I'm going to do, she's like, you have a fair amount of money. Long story short, she was like, I'm going to send you a transponder for you. I'm going to like, why other person can't do that? Anyway, so now I got to give that to her mother. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, because all that stuff is in the custody agreement. That's the other thing. And I'm like, it's not just me bitching and complaining about y'all charging me. It is part of the custody agreement. It's that I pay her toll.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because of the school situation. So I'm like, y'all are messing me up. Like, if you know, good thing she's in a happy place. But say she wanted to be a real ass about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she want to be a happy, like, she want to be an ass. Like, she could, like, oh, ain't paid, you know what I'm saying? I'm not even going to. So, until school starts in September, I'm paying tolls. Like,
right.
Until y'all need to stop going to the school. So that is what just came here. So I got to give it to her. But yeah, I got to run a car because I need to get more food. Ain't no more pizza left for her. So she won't have a conniption tonight if she don't have that. I need to get more stuff for me. It's not like I'm low, but I realized that $138 I spent on Friday, that was cute and all, but there's a lot of stuff I'm missing.
Right. I think I spent $140-something. I was like, what did we even get?
Not enough, apparently. I got to find out what's going on with Verizon. Well, I can't. But also, you know what? Because it's time. I had a little cool. And that's why I got. There's no reason I got to get a car. She got to go. not like she.
Were
really
they open today?
Yeah, they open late though.
It might be late tomorrow too.
Probably so, and I'll get it in late. But I just, and also I can't. She's gonna be restless. No kids and all that type of stuff. But I'm, you know, it's,
right.
It's hard for me to work.
Right.
I want to stay up from the
Did they pick up the trash?
Not yet. I'm the wait, and that's I wanted to wait until
so
trash until they picked up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I really wanted to do, but it's so late, and I need pickup service. So I contacted. I was like, let me get a pickup truck or a full size SUV. So I call Enterprise. And I got a corporate account with them, so I get a discount. And everything. I got points on there. I need to see how many points I got to see if it's paid. But I make a reservation with the Mount Airy. Normally I go to Elvis Park. For some reason I can't make a reservation at Elvis Park. It gives me Mount Airy. I make the reservation at Mount Airy. It says full size pickup, full size truck, like a Tahoe or Suburban or something like that. Comes like $4.90. Have it until Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, see. And I get a tight discount. So then I'm like, well, I didn't really want my area. Let me contact Elkins Park. Elkins Park sends me to a customer service rep, Indian Bull. I'm like, listen, let me make the reservation to you. I can't get Elkins Park. But no problem, my friend. I got you. All this other stuff. He does it over the phone. He sends me an email for confirmation of my reservation. Not even close to correct. It's a full-size car like a Corolla.
Okay.
And then it was the pickup, like, right now. This is at, like, it was, I was on the phone, it said 105. And my phone, it said pickup at 105. I'm like, yo, you got this completely wrong. It's not the right car, it's not the right time, and I need to get picked up, not be going to them. That's when I found out that the phone was messing up. Because he was like, I can't really understand. And I'm like, I can't understand you. And I can hear you, but I can't understand you at all. So I'm like, yo, I'm thinking it's him. I'm like, all right, maybe it's a ride. So then I called another Enterprise and got a person, and they was like, yo, you sound real choppy. I'm like, all right. Then I was calling my mom because we're trying to figure out to call one of these credit card companies, and the call kept dropping. I thought she was denying my call, like she was busy or something. And I text her, like, yo, are you getting my calls? Are you, like, busy? She was like, no, I didn't get anything. So I'm like, all right, something doesn't go right. Check their website, it's no issue. So I did get on the phone. She called me. So I was able to get on the phone when it was just me, and we ended up calling one of my credit unions. And she was like, you do sound bad. Matter of fact, she did the talking. Because even down the phone, like, I can't really hear. I don't know what you're saying. So she did the talking. And I tried to comment on it, but something's going on with Verizon.
Yeah.
And I got to call Verizon and explain to them. You know, this is how am I going to call when my phone was messing up.
I mean, it was choppy, but it was like, I feel like if you talk slow, you can hear, it would be clear. If that makes sense. I don't know. Did you have issues the other day when Verizon was having issues?
Mm-mm.
I feel like
none.
I spoke that day. Right.
Yeah, no, I had no issues. Matter of fact, that was a server out in Jersey that went down because her mother had issues. Because her mother had, I forgot how she reached out to me. Because I had gotten it. And however she reached out to me, I forgot. I don't know how she was able to contact me when asked something like that. Because it was given SOS. Basically, you couldn't use your cell phone and or internet. Something was going on.
Oh, okay.
And,
because our work phones are Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it, though. I don't use it like that. So it wasn't a big deal to me, but some of the staff were complaining that they couldn't make calls to parents and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got it. So they're going to come pick me up. They said probably around 4:15. They're going to call. And I need to go to the grocery store. I need to pick up my laundry that was I picked up yesterday. I got to put her laundry, because she spilled chocolate milk on her comforter, knowing damn well she wasn't supposed to be having chocolate milk in the room. That needs to go. And I gotta take these sneakers to UPS and ship them, because you gotta do it within 3 business days, because somebody bought them last night. And I ain't made that much money, but I spent $230 on them. I sold them for $400. So it's something. It ain't like when I used to do this full time. When I was in Atlanta, that's what I did. Like, the money involved in the stuff was it died down, but I actually stayed in Atlanta because I made like $3,000 off of one pair of sneakers. People spent that much money. Matter of fact, they were going for $550. It was a LeBron championship pack when he beat the Spurs. That's 2013. He had some type of pack. It was two pair of sneakers in it. It was $550 to get them. It was only 12 pair in the entire state. And and Wood, they only had 12 pair. They were very limited. And they were only selling. At first, it was supposed to be you had to go on Twitter and reserve it in Nike Town in Lenox Mall. And there was this guy. This is how deep it gets. There was this guy online called the Nike Destroyer. And what he would do is he would mess up the last reservation on Twitter. So you would go on Twitter, reserve it, and they would let you know, oh, you won. So what he would do was go on there and mess that up. So now becomes first come, first serve. You got to go to the mall. And he did that. But there was rumors going around. Nike Destroyer is going to screw up the round. And he did. But it got so deep. Wood had a guy from Miami come up. And he was cool in the speaker culture through the internet. Him and his wife came up. They even had Wood's house. So me, Wood, his ex-wife at the time, and the white boy with his wife, we all went down there. Wood bullied his way to the front of the line. And, like, literally, like, he got to the front of the line, and he was like, some guy was like, yo, what you, how you in the front? He was like, what you gonna do? Like, what are you gonna do? I'm 6'11". So,
right.
350 pounds. So, what you gonna do? So long story short, his Wood got a pair, his wife got a pair. Other dude came in. I came a little bit late. The dude sold me his space in line for $250.
Mm.
And I got the pack. And Wood was like, I'm guaranteeing you it's going to go for at least $300. We ended up selling. We got 4 total out of the 12 in the state. And the lowest they went for was $3,000. And the retail was $550. So we made... Amongst us, we made a little over like $13,000-$14,000 off of basically $2,200 investment that day. And that's actually how I stayed in Atlanta, because I was going to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I went out of money. I spent all my money. I wasn't working and like that. He was like, I'm going to get you to stay. And then literally like 2 weeks later, I got a job. So.
How long were you there? How long were you in Atlanta?
Four years.
Oh.
Originally, it was going to be 6 months. What, you about to wash your hands? Go ahead, wash your hands. It was going to be 6 months. I was going to take a 6-month vacation and turn to 4 years. So, but I was on my way back, and I was like, hey, man, I said, I got like $200 to my name. I came down to like $20,000, I was in grad school, but I was just hanging out and partying. And Atlanta will kill you when it comes to that. And after about 6-7 months, I got down to about like $1,200, and I was like, all right, man, this is it. I'm gonna take it back up home. I know I can get it. I can either get my job back or get a job or whatnot. He said, no, I got you. He said, you got $1,200. I need $550 of that. He said, I'll make you $3,000 a night. And that's what happened. And then I got a job. And that's how I ended up staying. So, yeah. But I need to call Verizon to find out why my phone messed up and make a few more calls. And I ain't going to talk too much on their line because it is recorded.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just call me later. I'm in all day. I'm not doing anything.
Oh. All right. Yep. I'll call you later.
Okay. All right. Bye.
All right.